Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thanks for listening to these segments of the Wrangler Fall Sports Special tonight, featuring round number 7 of 10 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Our Indian contingency consists of Shane O'Connell, Derek Begay, Aaron Senegeni, and defending world champion Eric Rogers of the Navajo Nation. Shane O'Connell in the bareback bronc riding Oglala Lakota from South Dakota was 84.5 points. Round number 7 on a good bucking horse, he was just out of the money. O'Connell has been riding good all week long. He has placed twice, but he's been right there in 7th and 8th place when they pay 6. Eric Rogers was in the crying hole as well, finishing 7th when they pay 6. He had 5.1 seconds. Aaron Senegeni placed tonight with a 4.9 second time. Derek Begay finished 1st and 2nd in the winner's circle. Navajo Cowboy with a 3.9 second time. Shane O'Connell has won 107,000 plus in the bareback riding for the season and the finals. He's in 14th place, representing South Dakota. Eric Rogers, Navajo, in 14th in the team roping header division. Aaron Senegeni in 8th. Derek Begay has moved up to 5th place with 144,000 plus to his credit. The winners in round 7 include bareback bronc rider from Canada, Oren Larson, scoring a whopping 89 points on Frontier Rodeo Company's tip-off bucking horse, earning him the $26,230.77 each round pays in each event. Steer wrestling was 1st and 2nd world champions Tyler Pearson and Hunter Cure with 3.6 second times for the Texan and Louisianan. Luke Brown and Navajo Derek Begay in the winner's circle with their partners Jake Long and Corey Petska, respectively. A tie in the saddle bronc riding sees Chase Brooks and Wade Sundell finishing 90 points. Corey and Lang Rodeo Company's Diamond Fever and Lancaster and Jones Pro Rodeo total Equine's Angel Fire bucking horses for the champs in the saddle bronc riding. Former champ of the world Tyson Durfee of Texas was 7.2 to claim round 7 in the tie-down roping. Haley Kinzel was 1361 to pick up the win in the barrel racing. Chase Doherty was 87.5 points on Frontier Rodeo Company Buck and Bull looking up to claim round 7 in the bull riding. The world standings see Trevor Brazil of Texas in lead for the all-around championship of the world, Tuff Cooper in 2nd. Caleb Bennett from Utah moves back into the lead in the bareback bronc riding over Tim O'Connell. Clay Smith is the fastest header, and Paul Leaves is the fastest heeler in the business with near 200,000 won. The saddle bronc riding leader is defending champ from Utah, Rider Wright. His brother Rusty is right there in 2nd. Tie down roping is anybody's game as Tuff Cooper moves back into the lead from Texas with 173,000 plus. Sage Kimsey from Oklahoma maintains the lead in the bull riding with a tremendous $358,000 plus earned 8 seconds at a time. We spoke with bareback riding winner Oren Larson.
Yeah, just a great frontier horse. Clayton Bigelow had him earlier this week, and I thought he did an amazing job in spurring him and winning a good chunk of money out of here, so I knew I definitely had a chance on that horse. If I get a good horse, I get him as much as I can, and I just try to take advantage of it as much as I can.
Iowa's Wade Sundell had this to say.
I've never been on that horse before. I've seen that horse quite a few times, and I knew the moves were going to be coming. I didn't think there was going to be quite as many of them that was happening, and I guess it was a good thing they were because needed to be 90 to win around.
Tyson Durfee, champion calf roper.
7 has always been my favorite number, and it's also the Lord's favorite number, too, in the Bible. So I'm just going to roll with that. It feels great to win, finally get a check after 7 rounds, not even getting a check or getting close to a check. So really went great for me tonight. I'm very thankful for it.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.